You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Usually on Friday I have a long edition, but because of some technical problems yesterday, I had to redo my show of yesterday, so this is my second show. And I probably have about an hour, and that should be enough to cover this, but I'm playing it by ear because they're close to wrapping up the paper, and once the paper is put to bed, I have to shut down the studio. So I'm going to limit my comments to what's happening to Ben Carson. And let me first indicate how I became aware of this story. I was listening, I usually listen to the first hour, sometimes the second hour, and today I listened to the entire Rush Limbaugh show, even though I wanted to get in a lot earlier. My initial plan was just to listen to the first hour, but there were some breaking news. And Politico came out with a story that gave you the impression that Ben Carson was lying. Now, Ben Carson, for those that are living in a cave, is one of 14 candidates for president seeking the Republican nomination. He has been number two, and today, recently, number one in the polls, following usually Donald Trump. Donald Trump, until very, very recently, has been the number one front runner and has received the most publicity and attacks by the press, which doesn't surprise me. Usually the front runner, especially the Republican Party front runner, is going to be the prime target, if you will, of the mainstream media's attention to bring down that candidate, because most of them, like 95% plus, are very much liberal progressive Democrats. Many of them have never voted for a Republican in their lives, and they usually agree with the Democratic candidate and support the Democratic candidate. So they know that if they can bring down the Republican front runner, that's going to really make their reputation. So the press has been gunning for Donald Trump. Donald Trump knows this. And I really don't think they've really have gone after Donald Trump as much as they can. I really don't think they've scratched the surface. They thought, and have thought, at least on several occasions, that they had got Donald Trump. Donald Trump had finally said something, that his candidacy was over. Well, Donald Trump really doesn't care what the media says. He knows they're biased. He's told them to their face. A lot of you are, I won't say slime. They're unethical. That's probably the gist of what he's saying. I don't remember the exact words, but that's his point. And he has dealt with the press for decades. And he makes a distinction between the business press and the political press. Now, he takes a lot of questions from the press and answers them. He enjoys it. It's fun. Many political candidates don't like to take many questions of either party, whether they're running for office or in office. Donald Trump is a little different. Now, I'm going to get to Ben Carson in a minute, but I'm trying to emphasize most of the attention up to really this week has been focused on Donald Trump. I think this week the press saw two things. First, they have not been able up to now to really take Donald Trump out. Doesn't mean they've given up. But they finally concluded he's for real. He's going to try to win the presidency, and I think he will. And for new listeners, I need to make two disclosures. One is, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. My political philosophy is one of classical liberalism, sometimes referred to as being a libertarian, although technically there's some slight differences. I'm for limited government. I'm for a constitutional government, a representative republic. I think the size of the federal government is way too large. It should be cut in half. I really don't have a candidate to vote for. I do have some favorites, and if you listen to the show, you know who they are. Now, that list consists of four people, and those names have changed. Originally, I had Mike Pence on the list, but he decided not to run. So today, who are those four people? Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul. Those are my four favorites. Am I endorsing anyone? No. It's way too early. I'm trying to understand from a political point of view what these people stand for. How are they going to change the direction of this country? How are they going to improve the economic situation so we can get back to economic growth rates of above the historical trend of 3 to 3.5%. How are they going to handle the threats in the Middle East? In other words, there are a lot of issues that need to be discussed. Many of these are economic issues, but also issues of foreign affairs, because this is a very dangerous world. And I think this president has taken this country not only in the wrong direction, he has been a failure domestically and a failure abroad. He's been a total, complete disaster. And just today, he announced that based on the recommendations of the Secretary Kerry of the State Department, we will not go forward with the XL pipeline. It's not the role of the federal government to meddle or intervene, but that was his decision. Let him live with it, because once a Republican president is elected, and I think that's going to happen, most of his executive orders will be reversed. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, will be replaced. His treaty with Iran will be torn up. His decision on the XL pipeline will be reversed. And should he sign, which I think he will, the so-called Paris Protocol on climate change, that also will be either torn up or submitted to the Senate, where the Senate will turn it down. In other words, much of what Barack Obama would consider his legacy will shortly be destroyed. Because it's not a legacy. It's a policy of weakening this country. So who are the challengers? Barack Obama needs and wants a third term. I think he truly, if he could, would support Joe Biden for that. But he has a problem. Hillary Clinton will be the Democrats' candidate for president in 2016. The only thing that could stop her, and really it's the only thing, is if the Justice Department indicts her. And if should that happen, I think she has to withdraw, because she's being accused of serious crimes that I believe she's committed and is guilty of, and multiple counts. I think it's only a matter of time before the FBI director either has to go forward and is stopped and then resigns, or Obama lets him go forward, which I don't think is going to happen. I think within the next year, probably within the next 6 months, something is going to develop one way or the other on that front. If it were any other person by now, I think she would have been indicted, and she's in serious legal trouble regarding the way she handled classified documents on her server. Now, there are a lot of other things, especially Benghazi and her lying about it, that should be issues, but an indictment, a criminal indictment, and the FBI investigates criminals will be the end of her candidacy if Barack Obama lets it go forward. I think he'll try to stop it, and then it's up to the FBI director to decide whether he'll back up his agents. And apparently he's intimately involved in this case. And I understand he's a person of character and integrity, somewhat of a straight arrow. And if he thinks the evidence clearly demonstrate that she was guilty of multiple criminal offenses regarding the handling of classified information, I think he will have only one choice, is to resign if Barack Obama stops him. Now, what does this have to do with Ben Carson? Up until really this week and a week ago, Ben Carson was number two, but in most polls except for Iowa, he was a distant number two. The smart money is on Donald Trump. And if you ask me today who I think will get the nomination, it's Donald Trump. Is he my first choice? No. I have reservations about all four of the people that are my favorites. However, I'll quickly say I won't vote for any of the establishment candidates, including Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, and Carly Fiorina. I simply won't vote. I'll stay home. I have no real horse in this race because both political parties, Democratic Party and Republican Party, have lied to me and misled me, as they have tens, really hundreds of millions of American citizens. That's why people are deserting both political parties. They're tired of the lies. And this president is an habitual liar, and so is Hillary Clinton. I simply think if you can't trust someone to tell you the truth, they don't deserve to be president. I wouldn't even consider Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton for that position. They lack character. And I really think the Democratic Party could and should be able to find someone of character instead of a known liar. And that's what Barack Obama is, and that is what Hillary Clinton is. Now, who is the press going after, and why are they going after Ben Carson? And how did it start, and who may be behind it? I have suspicions. I strongly suspect that this was a leak out of one or maybe more of the Republican Party candidates to really distract a lot of people from what's happening in the Republican Party. The Republican Party is very much divided, folks, both in Congress and amongst the candidates. You see, the establishment, Republican establishment and their leadership, their candidate was Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush does not have a good debate where he knocks it out of the park. I think he's history. The donor class demand results. They'll give you a lot of money, and they have Jeb Bush. But if he cannot get into double digits and really show that he has the wherewithal to truly challenge Donald Trump, the money is going to stop flowing in. It already has. They haven't abandoned him yet, but it's very, very close. That's why he reset or his campaign. He knew he had to change the momentum. Donald Trump has the momentum, positive momentum. Unfortunately, Jeb Bush has negative momentum. He's falling. I think someone in the establishment wing called opposition research and planted a story, and Politico went with it, that was trying to set Ben Carson up as to being a liar. I don't think it's working because, like I said, I began the morning listening to Rush Limbaugh. And as he said, he was ready to start a show, and he does what I do. I do show prep, and I'm picking what I think is the lead story, typically one story, sometimes two or three on Friday, but this Friday will be just one story. It's the Ben Carson story. But he had his show prepared, and then this story broke. And he spent most, not all, but most of a show on the Ben Carson story that was breaking. And he has come to the same conclusion I have. What Politico did was really mislead his readers. Now, I have written articles for papers, the Richland Chronicle being one, and you need to understand the headline is not written by the writer. But the combination of what the writer was saying in the headline would give you the impression that the Ben Carson campaign admitted that he fabricated his story regarding West Point. No, he didn't. And I've been following how the press has been reacting, and so did Limbaugh. They were all keying or pivoting off this Politico story, and I saw the same thing online with YouTube. Unnamed sources, who knows who put these YouTube clips up, but the impression they were trying to do, and there were multiple clips, this is very much a lynch mob, a mainstream media mob, electronic lynching of Dr. Ben Carson. However, the attempted assassination has failed because we're aware of how the media works. Limbaugh has been through this. He knows personally how it works and how they don't play fair. They're out to destroy you. If they can destroy your career, terrific. They build you up and then they destroy you. And that's what they were trying to do to Ben Carson. Why? Suddenly, Ben Carson, in some polls, is ahead of Trump. But here's the important point, and a number of people noticed this. His favorables, he had the highest favorable ratings of all the candidates, Democrat and Republican, and he was beating Hillary Clinton. And that's rather key. Suddenly, both the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment were panicking. Now, I will still say, as of right now, I would say Donald Trump is still the front runner. And many will say he'll probably increase his margin or lead. I don't think so. Because I'll give you the – I've been watching Carson's press conference, and he's making clear what the situation was. And see, I have some personal knowledge similar to Ben Carson's situation. Ben Carson comes from a single-parent family. I believe it was him, his brother, and his mother, living in Detroit, living in poverty. He has said many times he hates poverty. Now, I was not in poverty. I came, though, from a low-income middle class. But we weren't well off. And I was the first son in my family, and with exception of one relative, the only one in my family that had a good chance to go to college. And this was in the early 60s. I was a very good student. National Honor Society. My outside activities were not ROTC like Ben Carson. They were the Boy Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout, Order of the Arrow. Took honors courses. I wanted to go to college. But I also wanted to become a fighter pilot. So I applied for the Air Force Academy. I didn't get a nomination from my congressman. My father had no political pull. I did not get a nomination from the senator, and that's one of the first steps. You need to be nominated by your congressman or senator, or you could get, in my case, I got a vice president nomination. The vice president then was, I'm dating myself, Lyndon Baines Johnson from Texas, a Democrat. Now, my family were Democrats. I happened to be for Goldwater, but that's another story. I had no pull. It was simply that apparently someone in Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson's office, because they have staff, recommended me. And remember, the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, the West Point for the Army. Politicians, you need to get nominated by your representative, senator, or in my case, the vice president at that time. And I truly wanted to be a fighter pilot. Ben Carson wanted to be a doctor. I was interested in science, but I didn't want to be a doctor. Well, something happened. In my junior and senior year, my eyesight got worse, worse, and worse. And at that time, you needed to have 20/20 eyesight to get in the Air Force Academy. Now, they've changed all the rules. I don't know what the rules are today, but I know you don't need 20/20 eyesight. But when I was applying, and this was the very early years of the Air Force Academy, most of the people that they were letting in had to have 20/20 eyesight because most of them wanted to become pilots like I did. But when I had to, so I got the nomination, had to take a physical, and I didn't pass the physical. It was a thorough physical, including my eyesight, psychology. You know, they want to make sure you're not nuts, but complete detailed physical, some test. I could have gone to the Air Force Academy except for my eyesight. One reason, besides being a fighter pilot, I knew if I got accepted and could pass the examinations, and that was the key step, because I had the hardest part is getting the nomination. Assuming you can pass the physicals and they do background checks, that was not a problem. My father had top security clearance, so they knew there was nothing political in my background, and I had a good record. Now, I'm giving you this because apparently Ben Carson was a very bright student, and I can remember and I can really identify with Ben Carson. He said he only had $10, and the application fee for Yale then was, and that's a low fee, was $10. He could only apply to one college. Well, I had a little bit more money, and I forget all the colleges I applied. They were not that many. Harvard, Yale, MIT, Princeton, the Air Force Academy, and New York University. Unfortunately for that year, and I'm older than Ben Carson, I was in the leading edge of the baby boom generation. And I got several letters saying, in any other year, we would have allowed you to come. And I needed a scholarship. I could not go to any of these schools because my family didn't have the money. These were expensive schools even then. So if I couldn't get a scholarship, and in my case, it was absolutely necessary. And I was willing to take out loans, but without a scholarship, I was not going to these schools. I didn't have a wealthy father that could pay all the tuition. For that reason, I was rejected by Harvard, Yale, MIT, Princeton. And then I found out my eyesight was going to keep me out of the Air Force Academy. I more or less knew that was going to happen, but I was hoping upon hope that maybe they would make an exception. Well, no, they didn't make an exception, so I went to New York University. I know the process. One of the reasons I wanted to go to the Air Force Academy, everything's paid for. Your meals are paid for, your room, board, tuition, plus your uniforms, and you get a pay. You get a good education, and the deal was very simple. You have a military commitment. I forget what it was. It was at least 4 or 5 years to serve as an officer, which I was willing to do because, like I said, I wanted to be an Air Force pilot. Ben Carson wanted to be a doctor. However, he was active in ROTC. He had terrific grades, and I'm impressed. He got accepted to Yale, and you don't get accepted to one of the hot Ivy League schools unless you're in the top 10% of your class. You're National Honor Society. You have not only the grades, you have the other activities, which he did. I'm not surprised West Point would try to recruit him, and that's what they were trying to do. They knew this is an academic star, wants to be a doctor, and there's something you got to add here. Ben Carson is black, and the academies, when I was going, applying, and I only applied to the Air Force Academy, not West Point, we're trying to recruit blacks. There are very, very few blacks. Today, it's totally changed, but then, back then, there were few or none. And this was before affirmative action, when I was trying, and his was a little after me. Like I said, I'm a little older than him. So I'm not surprised that West Point tried, and he interpreted as an offer if he wanted to come. But Ben Carson had already decided in his mind, like, I decided to be a fighter pilot. That was not going to happen because of my eyesight. He wanted to be a doctor and had the grades that Yale University accepted him, which is impressive in and of itself. And yes, they're trying to attract black candidates. That is to his advantage. And the fact that he was active in high school ROTC and did well. We didn't have that where I went to high school, but I had extracurricular activities as well. I could understand why Ben Carson thought that was a scholarship. That's how I looked at it. It's what they call a free ride. You don't have to pay your tuition. You don't have to pay for room, board. And the deal was, though, you have to serve 4 or 5 years as a officer. I wish they would have waived the eyesight requirement, and I could have gone to the Air Force Academy, but I couldn't. I subsequently went into the Air Force after I graduated, first from New York University, and then went to grad school at Berkeley. And I had a deferment and spent 5 years at the F-15 Systems Program Office. I'm telling you this because I sort of identify with Ben Carson. I interpreted that nomination, in effect, was a scholarship. I knew, however, because I'm from a military family and knew the details, that the arrangement was simple. You get everything paid for, however you have a military requirement, and Ben Carson understood that. But I understood you had to get nominated. He never even pursued it because that's what's critical. You need a nomination from your congressman, senator, vice president. I think he would have gotten one had he wanted to pursue it. He made very, very clear to everybody he wanted to be a doctor. He only had $10 for the application fee and applied to Yale and got in. And the rest, as they say, is history until today. Because the press is trying to make out that he lied. And what we're arguing about is the definition of a scholarship. Now, Ben Carson is making a very important distinction here. He's saying a scholarship was offered. Now, that initially, I knew that they don't offer scholarships like other universities. But what is a scholarship from other universities? Usually, they pay for your tuition or part of it. If you come from a low-income family and can't afford it, they pay not only for tuition, room and board, books. And I knew if I were going to go to college, I needed that, and I also needed to borrow money. Because without a scholarship, I was not going to go to any university. That's just the reality. Because the only way I could pay for it is loans. Because the universities I was applying to are expensive. They were expensive then, and they're a lot more expensive today. I think they're overpriced, but that's another show. What we're arguing about, what the press is picking on Ben Carson, is trying to say he lied. I don't think he lied. I really don't. I think Ben Carson thought that West Point wanted him and were willing to offer him what he thought was a scholarship. And if he pursued it, could have gotten it, but this told him it was honest. I think he did the right thing. He leveled with him. I want to be a medical doctor. I don't want to be an Army officer. He didn't say that, but he pursued his dreams is what I'm trying to say, as I pursued my dreams. And many times you don't get what you want for various reasons. Life is not fair. But Ben Carson had the opportunity to go to Yale, made the most of it, then went to medical school and succeeded in a medical career and has saved many, many lives. I have the greatest respect and admiration for Ben Carson. I am losing what any respect I ever had for the media in this country. This is an attempt to take out Ben Carson, and they're trying to do this in very subtle ways. And I think Ben Carson, after all the dust is settled, will be not taken out. I think he'll rise in the polls. I think his supporters and other supporters will rally to Ben Carson. I'm ashamed what the press did to this man today. It was very much as all the telltale signs of a setup. Remember, this followed CNN investigating, so-called investigation, of comments that Ben Carson made in his book that he had, as a kid, some fights. Listen, when I was a kid, I had a fight. I had two, at least, that I can remember. I don't have a clue as to the names of those people. Remember, this is a long time ago, both for me and him. I think he knows one of the people that he stabbed was a relative as well as a friend, and has talked to that person, and the person doesn't want to come forward, doesn't want their privacy invaded. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want that press attention. But you see, there's an attempt now, and he's telling it like it is. You have people from all the major television as well as major newspapers in this country going over his history. Now, why? He could be the next president of the United States. He could be the front runner. And he's beating Hillary Clinton in the polls. And he has the highest favorable ratings of all the candidates and the lower, disapproval ratings. Actually, very, very high numbers for that people that follow this over time. This was an electronic lynching, or an attempted electronic lynching, by the mainstream media mob. It was a feeding frenzy, and I watched it going online. I saw what various YouTube clips were doing. This was orchestrated, folks. Orchestrated by who? I don't know. I suspect both one or more of his opponents, especially from the establishment candidates, or Hillary Clinton. Because the mainstream media in this country is for Hillary Clinton, just like they were for Barack Obama. And Ben Carson is making at his press conference, is saying, listen, did you go after Barack Obama when he was a candidate to this detail? No, they didn't. Now, I'll tell you who did. Talk radio, people on the internet, and the one person that I normally don't listen to, Sean Hannity, on his television show and radio show. I knew the background of Barack Obama, and I was amazed that the Democratic Party would nominate him. He had some real problems, way beyond Ben Carson. And Ben Carson mentioned several of them. Who was Barack Obama's mentor when he was a teenager? If you can't answer that question, there's a reason. The mainstream media wouldn't go near that, because his mentor was a card-carrying communist Stalinist, Frank Marshall Davies, that Obama hid from us by calling him Frank. Check that out. And Obama tried to make out like he had a very casual relationship with Ayers and his wife. Obama worked with Ayers every day for several years. You see, the mainstream media did not vet Barack Obama, not anywhere close to the detail they're vetting both Donald Trump and Ben Carson. Don't believe them. Because I'll tell you something, if they had truly vetted Barack Obama, he never would have been nominated. He never would have been president. There's enough dirt there to disqualify anybody, and the mainstream press would not touch it, with a 10-foot pole. Talk radio covered it. Fox covered it. That's why to this day, Barack Obama can't stand Fox. It's in his head. So today we had an attempted assassination of Ben Carson that I think will not only has failed, it's failing right now, but most likely will lead to an uptick in the polls of Ben Carson. I don't think, and I think they've come very close, and it's not over yet. I think this was a combination of someone, one of the candidates, either from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, together with their super PAC, made the calculation that we got to take out Ben Carson. He's too close to Donald Trump. He has way high favorability ratings. And there's something even more important. I've talked to a lot of people, and I ask them, who are you for? Who do you think's going to get the nomination? Who are you for? Invariably, they say, I really like Ben Carson. I respect that guy, as do I. I'm saddened that he had to go through this, but this is very much the testing of a candidate. And that's the only good outcome here. Ben Carson is being tested, and he's going on the offense, which is what you have to do with this press, this so-called objective journalism. What a joke. You see, the so-called mainstream media to this day resents the fact that they've lost their monopoly power to manipulate public opinion in this nation. They've lost it because of the World Wide Web, the Internet. They've lost it because of talk radio, and as a result, their viewership has gone down, down, and down. People buying papers has gone down, down, and down. Newspapers are continue to fold and lose money across this nation. Why? Because the Internet has caught on, and that's where people are spending their time. And Ben Carson is using social media to further his candidacy. I think the American people are going to rally to Ben Carson because I found what the media did today being despicable. I don't have any problem asking any candidate tough questions. My biggest complaint is they don't ask the important tough questions about how are you going to turn this country around? What are you going to do about the threats that we face abroad? This is one that's been, I must have had dozens of shows as long as I've been on talk radio on this, and this Ben Carson raised with CNN yesterday. He calls it the fiscal gap. What he's really talking about is both Republicans and Democrats have been running massive deficits of hundreds of billions of dollars that simply is not sustainable. And that is resulting in a doubling of the national debt from roughly $10 trillion to $20 trillion by the time Barack Obama gets out of office. That should be right up there in terms of topics that need to be discussed. What are you going to do about it? In other words, how are you going to balance the budget? Democratic Party doesn't want to balance the budget. Neither party wants to talk about this because they're both guilty, as we saw last week with the so-called budget deal, of perpetuating the problem. That's the true scandal. Why are both parties getting away with this? Why aren't the networks hammering all the candidates and all the people in office about this? It's destroying our country, and it won't continue much longer. 5 to 10 years on the outside. But no, we have to argue about, did he receive a scholarship? Well, he never applied. Even I know that if you don't apply to a university, you're not going to receive a scholarship. He didn't apply to West Point because he wanted to be a doctor. Is that hard to understand? Yes, I'm sure he was flattered that people from West Point try to recruit him. Colleges do that all the time, especially with a black man with an outstanding academic record, as well as an outstanding record of leadership in Detroit in ROTC. I can't think of any university that wouldn't want someone of that character, someone of that academic achievement, leadership achievement, to come to their college. I will tell you, West Point would want him. So would the Air Force Academy. So would Yale or Harvard. And he chose Yale. And unlike me, he got accepted. Congratulations. I didn't. It didn't stop me. Oh, I made mistakes because I really had my parents were helpful, but they hadn't gone to college. I had to figure it out all by myself, and I made mistakes. But I was persistent and pursued my career and got a college degree, went to grad school, and ultimately got in the Air Force. And Ben Carson did the same thing. Went to Yale, went to medical school, became a doctor, a very successful doctor that has saved human lives. And what do we have the mainstream media doing today? Trying to trash him. He's a liar. He misled. I think his explanation is perfectly acceptable. Now, I know you can quibble. And some would say, well, he should have been a little bit more precise. I agree. But remember, this was 50 years ago. When I was that young, I would have thought a free education, room and board, uniforms, pay, I would have thought that was a scholarship. Now, I knew that any other university, it's definitely a scholarship, but when it comes from West Point or the Air Force Academy, everybody that goes there, that gets a nomination, goes through the vetting process, has to get medically examined, as well as a security background check. Everyone that goes through that process, all their bills, tuition, room and board, is going to be paid for. But the deal is you got to serve as a military officer for 4 or 5 years. I understood that. I was willing to make that commitment. Ben Carson wasn't. He perceived it to be an offer that he immediately said, I'm not going to pursue. I want to be a doctor. Thank you very much. I'm honored. He probably thought that, listen, if I don't get accepted by Yale, maybe I could go back to West Point as an alternative. I don't know what went through his mind, but he got the good news. We should celebrate the life and career of Ben Carson instead of wrecking this. And then we wonder why people of integrity and achievement don't want to go into politics. I would be embarrassed if I were in the mainstream media today. Now, they all weren't trying to end the candidacy of Ben Carson. It was a misleading use of headlines and quotes to try to make Ben Carson out as a liar. That's what they were trying to do. You know, the irony of this is we have a president that's an habitual liar. They never call him out on it. They certainly didn't do it when he was running for president, either the first or the second time. And we now have another Democratic president that, after her appearance at the Benghazi hearings, celebrated the fact that they didn't lay a glove on her. She did so well. That was the uniform mainstream media response. She did outstanding. Did they listen to the testimony? If they had, it was proven that she lied to the American people about the cause of Benghazi, namely the cover story that it was a video. And they had three examples of that. That was the true takeaway that simply was not reported by mainstream media. It confirmed the fact that Hillary Clinton lied, as did Barack Obama, as did Susan Rice. Instead, they had a victory lap, a celebration of the fact that they really didn't lay a glove on Hillary. She just showed them. She did? I was looking at a liar and said, I'll never vote for that lady. And the people that follow Benghazi, the people in the military, the diplomats, they don't want her to be president. And I know she has her supporters. Yeah, most of them are in the mainstream media. Just like Charlie Rose was interviewing Marco Rubio, and he calls out Rubio, you called Hillary Clinton a liar. And Rubio said, well, I said she lied. And then he continues. And Rubio says, listen, Charlie, it's the truth. And that's exactly right. She is a liar, Charlie, whether you have figured it out or not. And that's the problem with liberals. They are oblivious to their own biases. The majority of the American people that follow Benghazi know that Hillary Clinton and the president and members of administration, including his press secretary, UN ambassador, deliberately lied to the American people. And when Charlie said, why would she lie? Because we were 8 weeks from the election day, Charlie. This is supposedly, and he is an experienced, knowledgeable interviewer that works for CBS. I'm not surprised. I'm sort of amazed because I think the big loser there was Charlie Rose in terms of his credibility. Now, I'm sure all the liberals and Hillary supporters called him up and congratulated him. You really socked it to Marco Rubio. They're afraid of Marco Rubio, by the way. That was an attempt by Charlie Rose to take out Marco Rubio. How dare he call Hillary Clinton a liar? Well, Charlie, because she is, and she has that reputation. That's the problem with mainstream media today. And I'm aware of it, and many of the American people are, too. That's why they've lost viewership as well as subscribers to their paper. And that's why newspapers are closing down, laying off people, and they've been doing it for the last 20 years, actually longer. There are two places that conservatives today, I'm not saying own, but have influence. One is talk radio. The other is the web. The left in this country control academia and mainstream media. And that's just a simple fact. Most of the professors on Yale and schools that I'm sure Ben Carson wish he could gotten into, they're all liberal progressives. And unfortunately, many people, not all, the left in this country is very much against people of faith. Doesn't matter what the faith is. If you believe in God, many in the left think you're nuts. And that also is a way that they're going to attack Ben Carson. They're already doing it. He's one of those seven-day Adventist nuts. The problem is the mainstream media has a problem. The majority of the American people today still believe in God. The only ones that really don't are in mainstream media and are in the left. And today, the Democratic Party is really, in Europe, they would be called social democrats or socialist. Some are even communist. They are not the majority in this country. At best, on a good day, they have 20% of the voters. But when you combine that with the assistance of the media, they can get their candidates elected, provided their political opponents don't run somebody with character integrity. Now, if you ask me, do I think Ben Carson's going to be the next president? I will say no. He could be the vice president. I think it would be an excellent pick for vice president. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I don't have a horse in this race. I gave you my four favorites. As of right now, I would say Donald Trump is going to be the candidate. And there's a lot of dirt that the press has. You haven't seen the dirt yet on Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump knows that and simply doesn't care. Take your best shot, because I'm going to take a shot right back at you. That's his, and I understand that. I'm very similar. You better knock him out, because he'll get up and knock you out. And Ben Carson is fighting back, and I respect that. And I think the American people will rally to him. Now, does that mean he's going to get the nomination? I don't know. But if the game plan, whoever started this, whoever organized this, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, and their friends in the press, they might be celebrating. I don't know. Because I was watching and researching this as it was happening, and they were piling on. Some were trying to be fair about it. Others, no. He's a liar. He's done. He's dishonest. Context is everything. You know, the important point to me was, this is 50 years ago. Do I care what happened 50 years ago? As a general proposition, no. Kids will be kids. Kids will get into fights. Not everybody, and not all the time. I think that's just part of growing up. Do I remember who I had fights with or even why? No. And if you were to try to find, in my example, you go to find the people that I had a fight with, I couldn't tell you where to go. I trapped, because my parents were in the military, we went from country to country. Good luck. And that's what Ben Carson is saying. After 50 years, you're worried about who he had a fight with? And now CNN and the press are saying, well, you're trying to be like a tough guy. No, I think he was trying to be a little bit honest that he changed his ways. And fortunately, he did it in time that he was successful in high school. And that success enabled him to go to Yale and then to medical school, become a medical doctor, a surgeon, a very successful surgeon. And I would say only in America. And I think the American people will rally to Ben Carson. They're not going to buy this smear campaign. And it's not a very good day for the mainstream media. I don't think it's an exaggeration to call this an electronic lynching. That's exactly what they're all about. This was an attempt to assassinate the character of Ben Carson, and he is fighting back. And I think he ultimately will prevail. And let's be fair to everybody. Let's say Ben Carson is lying. Well, then do your damn jobs and prove it, because you haven't proved it yet. See, most people hide what they consider embarrassing or damaging records. And I think Ben Carson asked a very good question. how come you never seen the transcripts of Barry Obama? That's what it used to be called, Barry. Because if you don't have a good academic record in college, first, you're not going to get into a good college unless you've had a good academic record in high school. And then if you're in college and want to go to law school, you better have a very good academic record, yet all those records are sealed. Other presidential candidates will release their academic records. I would release mine. I'm not ashamed of it. I wish I had done better, but I'm not ashamed of it. And I don't think it doesn't matter to hill of beans whether someone got a C or a B or a D. But when you're hiding something, that's when you don't tell people about it, or you don't let them see your academic records. You see, the mainstream media are a bunch of hypocrites. When it's their candidate, they give them a pass, or they stay away from those episodes that really could take a potential candidate out, like he's associating with a known communist Stalinist that was his mentor, Frank Marshall Davies. You didn't hear that on national television. ABC, CBS, NBC. I didn't see it. I don't have a TV. I don't know. But I have talked to people that are Democrats, and they didn't know anything about it. I mentioned this. They go, who's he? I knew about it. Why? I was checking out the candidates, and I was listening to talk radio, and I was seeing what was online. I knew all about it. I knew all about it in 2007. Many in the press today are learning about it today. From who? Ben Carson. Now, the more sophisticated ones already know. You don't even go there. Even at this late date, you don't go there. I'm looking at the time, and I'm going to have to wrap it up real soon. But I want to salute Ben Carson, and I hope others come to his defense. I don't think this really will damage his campaign. If anything, I think it's going to help him. And I think a number of other people are going to come to his defense, and I hope they do. I know Rush Limbaugh has, and I'm glad he did it and put aside his prepared show to emphasize that, because it really alerted me, and I'm glad he did it. And I'm glad Ben Carson is sticking to his guns. I think it's very fair for the media to ask tough questions, and to both on political positions, but also the character of the person that's the candidate. But I think they've lost perspective. Their job is not to trash someone's reputation, but that's what they were trying to do. And their opponents that are taking advantage of it, such as Donald Trump. My advice to Mr. Trump is to shut your mouth. You're not helping yourself by going after Ben Carson, because if you attack him, you are siding with the media, and I think you're siding with either Hillary Clinton's supporters or the Republican establishment. And they don't like you, Mr. Trump, as much as they don't like Ben Carson, because you're next. A better way to say that, you haven't seen anything yet from mainstream media when they go after you. They're just warming up. They're surprised that you're still in the race. Does that mean they're out of ammunition? You better believe they're not out of ammunition. And I'm sure you have a lot of ammunition on Hillary Clinton and probably some of the other candidates as well. So I wish you a good weekend. I'll give you an update Monday, because this story very much is developing. I mean, I've added some material just before I came in because Ben Carson was given a press conference and I wanted to listen to what he said. And I urge you to do that. I'm very tempted to play Let me play just a part of Ben Carson's press conference.
I never said I received a full scholarship. Wait a minute. Don't lie. I never said that I received a full scholarship. Nowhere did I say that.
There have been reports today of letters trying to...
Politico, as you know, told a bold-faced lie. They've been called out on that by the Washington Post and by the New York Times, and I'm sure there'll be several others who will call them out on that, because there are actually some people with integrity in your business.
You just told me that you got a scholarship offer. You just said that.
No, she said that I got a scholarship. I never said I got a scholarship. I had people who said, yes, that I could get a scholarship to West Point, and I told them that I wasn't interested, that I was going to pursue medicine. I do not remember this level of scrutiny for one President Barack Obama when he was running. In fact, I remember just the opposite. I remember people just, oh, well, we won't really talk about that. We won't talk about that relationship. Well, Frank Marshall Davis, well, we don't want to talk about that. Bill Ayers, well, he didn't really know him. you know, all the things that Jeremiah Wright was saying, oh, not a big problem. Goes to Occidental College, doesn't do all that well, and somehow ends up at Columbia University. Well, I don't know. His records are sealed. Why is his record sealed? Why are you guys not interested in why his records are sealed? Why are you not interested in that? Let me ask that. Can somebody tell me why?
Why
please?
Do you think they are?
I'm asking you why it's sealed. Right.
No, don't
change it. I'm asking you, will someone tell me, please, why you have not investigated that? I want to know.
Why are you raising it?
Why? Because I want to know. You should want to know, too.
What?
President, wait a minute. Hold on 1 minute. 1 second here. Now, you're saying that something that happened, that the words a scholarship was offered is a big deal, but President of the United States, his academic records being sealed is not. Tell me how there's equivalency there. It doesn't matter where it is. Tell me how. That is a silly argument. Tell me how there's equivalence there. Tell me how there is equivalence there.
Ben Carson's absolutely right, and I'm glad he's gone on the offense because he's raising questions that I was amazed that the press would not go after. But there's an explanation. When he's your candidate and you support him, you don't dig dirt up on your candidate, even if you know the dirt. You don't write the articles because your editors are not going to let you publish it, and you're not going to broadcast it on the radio or television. That's how, in the past, the three major networks and the New York Times and Washington Post see the stories that you should see, you don't see. They tell you what you should think. They tell you what's important. Well, today, no one cares what the networks are running. I go online and find out what I'm interested in and what are the major news stories. Oh, yeah, I go to Drudge, but so do the networks and so do talk radio and so do the newspapers. Why? He's setting the agenda that they used to set in terms of what they're going to be, what's going to be on the nightly news, what's going to be in talk radio. I know in terms of talk radio. I'm guilty of that. What I do is select what I want to talk about. Because there are many times, for example, Drudge will emphasize a story I could care less about. Because I'm going to talk about what interests me, and I hope interests you. And it's rather upsetting to see what the media did to Ben Carson. And I'm glad he's fighting back. And I have an open mind. I did some digging, and I could see both sides. But I brought something to the table that many of those newspaper people didn't have. I, like Ben Carson, considered going to the military academy. My case was the Air Force Academy. His was West Point. He wanted to be a doctor, so he went to Yale. I understand that. And I went to another university because I didn't have 20/20 eyesight. It probably saved my life because if I had, I most likely would have been successful, would have been a fighter pilot, and would have been sent to Vietnam and might have got shot down. And that's how I look at it. I probably would have got killed. I don't know. Life's not fair to anybody. You take the opportunities as they come and try to make the best of them, like Ben Carson did, like I do, and like most Americans do. Everyone makes mistakes. And yes, maybe he could have been a little clearer in the wording. But I think what he said makes perfect sense. If you don't want to make the military a career, you don't apply to West Point. You'd be wasting his time and their time. So instead, he spent his $10, applied to Yale. And the world is a much better place because of it. And with that, I'd like to close out the program with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.